Did you catch the big news from CES 2026? Qualcomm and NeuroRobotics just announced a strategic partnership that really signifies a pivotal shift in artificial intelligence and robotics architecture.
It's definitely the headline story. The collaboration centers on Qualcomm's newly released IQ10 processors, marking a transition from cloud-dependent processing to robust on-device computing power.
I think it really underscores the growing necessity for intelligent machines to operate with high-performance edge capabilities, rather than relying solely on external server connectivity.
That's exactly right. The core advantage of the IQ10 processor lies in its ability to handle complex AI tasks directly on hardware. Unlike previous generations that required heavy cloud connectivity, this enables robots to process data locally.
It's a huge leap forward. By processing data locally, robots equipped with these chips can make real-time decisions without waiting for server responses.
And that offers three critical benefits: efficiency, latency reduction, and battery life optimization. Faster processing ensures smoother movement and more responsive interactions in dynamic environments.
Plus, optimized power consumption allows for extended operational times, which is essential for autonomous machinery that must function continuously. It also ensures effective operation, even in areas with poor connectivity.
Right. NeuroRobotics is leveraging this hardware foundation to build entirely new robots specifically optimized for the IQ10 architecture. This represents a complete redesign of their engineering roadmap rather than a minor upgrade.
By choosing specialized silicon designed specifically for AI workloads, Neura signals that the future of automation requires dedicated hardware solutions over generic ones. It also indicates a broader industry trend where robot manufacturers will increasingly seek established chip designers for foundational technology.
This move challenges legacy hardware models and pushes competitors to accelerate their own development cycles. The partnership sets a standard for the entire robotics industry, facilitating a transition period where machines must become more autonomous to handle complex tasks in manufacturing, logistics, and consumer environments.
I love that vision. The IQ10 processor acts as the brain of these new machines, allowing them to learn and adapt to their surroundings without constant human intervention. Previously known for smartphones and mobile computing, Qualcomm is expanding its footprint into industrial applications.
This diversification solidifies Qualcomm's position as a comprehensive technology provider capable of handling both consumer electronics and heavy-duty automation tasks. The partnership is considered just the beginning due to high demand for AI hardware that is currently outstripping supply.
Absolutely. New applications are emerging daily as these processors become available, prompting other robotic startups and established tech firms to likely adopt similar chips. Consequently, a surge in AI-driven automation projects is expected over the coming months.
As developers optimize code for the IQ10 architecture, entirely new industries may emerge that rely on this level of local intelligence. Potential applications range from warehouse logistics bots to advanced cleaning assistants.
So, in conclusion, the collaboration between Qualcomm and NeuroRobotics marks a watershed moment in the evolution of intelligent machines. By combining cutting-edge semiconductor technology with specialized robotics engineering, they are paving the way for a future where robots function as autonomous partners rather than simple automated tools.
Exactly. As the tech industry races toward more powerful AI models, having hardware that supports this intelligence on device is no longer a luxury. It is a necessity. This partnership sets a strong precedent for how the next decade of robotics will be powered, establishing edge computing as the foundation for the next generation of intelligent machinery.